Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the midweek. The midweek show. We just had the midweek show. This is the staff meeting. This is episode 494. I've got a top story that I'm not sure if we should save it for the tech story or the hot news. Now, I dropped this into our Facebook chat about how YouTube is decided to censure everybody that has certain viewpoints. Like, for example, let's see here. If you're like anti-religious, like channels like the Quiet Atheist, for example, or the I'm trying to bring up my pages here. And someone's got a phone. How about that? Someone's got phones. Can someone silence their phone, please? Thank you. Now, the YouTube is basically has a naughty corner for controversial religious and supremacist videos. YouTube clarified how it plans to handle the videos that don't violate any policies, but still contains offensive religious and supremacist content. And hide them to make sure that they can't make any money. The news comes with a status report from promises to make Google-generated counsel Kent Walker in June a Financial Times op-ed, which announced YouTube was taking several steps to inhibit extremist videos. These steps included investing in machine learning technology to help identify videos associated with terrorism, increasing the number of trusted flaggers to identify content that can be used to radicalize terrorists and redirect potential extremist recruits to watch counterterrorism videos instead. Walker also wrote that YouTube will take a tougher stance on controversial videos that don't actually violate any YouTube policies. So if you don't do anything wrong, we're still going to fucking beat the shit out of you if we don't do something we don't like. And it's not against the rules, but you said something we don't like. You said a swear, for example.
Well, I mean, I think the first part of that was actually a good idea, but you know, the whole terrorism thing.
Yeah.
But the second part, that's just, I think they're just trying to please fucking SJW at this point.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. It says here also that when YouTube decides to flag a video that doesn't break policy but still contains controversial religious or supremacist content, the video will be put into a limited state. I'm not even sure what he means by that. Here, the video will exist in a sort of limbo where it won't be recommended or monetized. It also won't include suggested videos or allow comments or likes.
Well, luckily, none of my videos are monetized.
That doesn't mean that they won't limit you.
Hide them on you.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. What I'm just saying for me, none of my videos are monetized, and I don't make money off this, so I'm.
Yeah.
I ain't paying attention to it, but, I mean, money-wise, it's not that big deal for me.
Yeah, see, this show is monetized. We have the channel is monetized. I've had a few...
I know this channel is.
Yeah. But it's... Now, there were some comments that someone had said, no, this isn't a First Amendment issue, which they're right, it's not. They can say what... they can do what they want. It's their platform. They can say... We don't want this content on here. But the fact is, though, YouTube, we've had this discussion about YouTube before where YouTube was just being a total bitch about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no,
I think what's interesting is... Sorry, go ahead, Atheist Ranger.
No, I was going to say, the whole adpocalypse thing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
In this discussion, though, community 273 pending... comments. And so I find that interesting. There's a lot of comments that have got to be, I don't know, sorted or something.
I don't know.
Neither.
And the thing is they're trying to determine what content should be hidden. Like they could do that to us. They could say, well, we're not going to allow anybody to comment on the channel, or no one can like the channel. So no one can actually, so nobody else can see it either. I think that's crap. I think that's really crap. I mean, can they do it legally? Yeah, they can do it legally. But the fact is that that they want to do this, I think it's just it's a crybaby move.
Well, they're not hiding, from what I can tell, they're not hiding the videos that they can't be found. They're just not putting them somewhere where they can be stumbled upon. If you want to send somebody a link, it's not like the video's gone. It's just
that's what it said. I'm just going by what it actually says here, that they can't, they won't be able to be liked. So if you can't like on a video, because what happens is a lot of people have their channel linked to like their Twitter account or whatnot, and they say, hey, yes, I like the video, and it posts out on their Twitter and says, hey, yeah, this, I like this video that's by this content by this person. And if that is gone, and they can't like it, and they won't be able to.
But you can still put the link to the video.
Yeah, but how many people are going to actually do that, Tom?
Well, that's what I'm saying is they're disabling to make it easy. They're not making it impossible.
No, they're disabling to make it harder, because most people, unless they really, really care about that video, and they really care about it, they will link it. But they otherwise, see, the reason why they link it to their Twitter account is because people like things easy.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're disabling the ability to make it easy to share it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
but you're implying that they're making it, you can't see it.
That's what I'm just reading to you exactly what it says here on the top here. Yeah. So,
well, this is just somebody else's opinion, though.
Maybe
it's just somebody else's opinion, and honestly, it is hard to start a business. It is hard to have a small business, and you have to be proactive to put your name out there. I'm sitting here on the cusp of a lot of art revenue, and possibly, you know, having connections, but I need to take the next step, and I need to have other avenues of advertising, and I had to be careful about what I say.
No,
I just, because, you know, I don't know who I might offend.
You know,
I don't want to be purposely offensive. I don't think that I should have to censor myself, but at the same time, if I want ad revenue, if I want to be something that people can relate to, it could be, well, yeah, you know, she's this, but she's also that. She's, you know, she's not. I don't know. It's something I'm really thinking about a lot myself. And I have to censor myself. And honestly, that's what censorship should be.
Yeah, it should be self-censored.
It should be us censoring ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't want to overtalk it if we're going to talk about this Friday, but I think that's an important point.
Right.
But YouTube, we're not in charge of YouTube. You know, we are using YouTube. And so...
Yeah, we have
to change our platform, then that's up. Then we have to comply with it, or we have to find another place to go.
Right. Yeah. And now I do want to mention the fact is that somebody that I know was asking me, why haven't you posted anything in a while? I was like, I've been posting literally every week. Either they weren't paying attention, or they just couldn't find it. And it's like, I said, I've been posting every week. I've been posting four episodes every Friday or Saturday, maybe Sunday. And then the next show is every Wednesday or Thursday when it posts out. And it's like, well, I hadn't heard anything in weeks. It's like, well, you got to click that goddamn bell. So
well, I think Google's probably going to end up shooting themselves in the foot with this.
I think so, too.
Yeah, probably.
So if we decide to talk about this further, because I know you guys don't want to overtalk it, do you guys want to cover this for a top tech story?
Sure.
Okay.
So B? Okay.
All right. You've already got, everybody's already got the link for that since it was in the Facebook chat room. All right. I have another tech story. I have two tech stories here for Friday. Now, all right, I will link you. I'll link both of these here. We can discuss which one we're going to cover for a second story here. I got to get in the right window. Here we go. Okay, this is the first one, and move this out of the way so I can see what I'm doing here. And here is the second story, possible story for a second story. Now, the first one here is that Proxima B we thought was an Earth-like planet might be covered with a single giant ocean, might be habitable, that it might currently host life, but this new study from NASA put a final nail in the coffin of those dreams, suggested Proxima be exposed to too much strong radiation from its host star, Proxima Centauri. The inhabitable atmosphere might have possessed what has been long since been destroyed. So they're saying that the even though it might be in the habitable zone, it's not habitable anymore. And The second one, it says both SpaceX and Boeing are on track to launch astronauts into space by 2018. Based on a schedule released by NASA, both SpaceX and Boeing are on track to launch astronauts into space by the end of 2018 as part of the agency's commercial crew program. The collaboration with NASA is just one example of many ways to commercialize space, and companies are fueling the future of space travel. So there's also that. So we might, next year, we will finally get some more manned missions into space by private companies instead of going through NASA all the time or flying halfway across the planet to do business with the Russians to blast us off into space to meet up with the International Space Station or whatever. So which one do you guys like? Or unless somebody else has got something, a different story.
Think of like the launching astronaut one.
Astronauts? Okay. We got one for astronauts. Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts?
You muted, Matt.
I like that story.
Which one?
The astronaut one.
Astronaut one? We got two for astronaut. Connie, what do you think? Connie stepped away. Tom, you there still?
Oh, sorry, muted.
Yeah.
The astronaut. Sorry.
Have you been talking this whole time and you muted yourself the whole time?
Well.
Which
you
one?
Like talking to ourselves.
The second one.
The which one? The second one? The
yes.
Astronauts?
The astronauts, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, and Connie's away, and this, we have kind of a majority on this anyway. So, all right, then we will do the astronauts one for our second story.
All right, give me 1 second, guys. I'm being summoned.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Let's see what else we got here. All right, we got our top. All right, no, we need a top story, though. We need a. Because the current news changes constantly.
Well, actually, what I'm going to say is that if we wanted these two stories to be text stories and then the whole YouTube censor thing to be our main story, that yeah. works for me, too.
Yeah, we were just deciding which one we wanted to do as the second story was the Proxima B or the space or the
yes.
astronauts. And
I think Proxima B is the second and commercialized space as the top one.
No, we're going to do YouTube. Do you want to do YouTube as our hot news story? Or?
Yeah, that's what, well, unless somebody else has something. I know that Trump is always in the news and everything, but
because I was going to suggest that you find another regular story, a different story for our hot news, but we can do the YouTube one for our hot news. We could do both these stories, other ones otherwise.
Oh, again, I'm sorry. I'm extremely distracted. I'm telling everybody right now. I've got about three different ways I'm going.
I actually think the YouTube story should be hot news, considering the forum.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That makes sense. Then let's do that. Then we'll have the YouTube story as our hot news, and then we'll use both of these as our tech stories. Then.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't matter which way they drop, but.
We'll do. All right. Then, which one do you guys want to do for the top tech story? Do you want to do Proxima B or the astronaut story? For the top story of technology.
I think the other story should be first, and then the astronaut story.
Proxima B should be first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does everybody agree with that, or
what do you think, Tom?
I agree.
Okay. All right. Then we have a consensus.
Okay. Nobody. I'm back.
Okay. You missed another vote. You missed another vote. Tell them to keep your macaroni and cheese in the microwave. You'll come for it in a little while.
You might sway me.
Yeah, my sister wanted to see if I wanted to go to the drive-in theater.
Well, tell her later. You're busy right now.
Oh, you have a drive-in theater near you? I'm jealous.
Oh, those are far and few between.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to a drive-in theater in years.
I'd have to drive north about 45 minutes at least to get to one.
Okay, I only have one religious story. No, actually, I have two. I think I have.
I have one as well.
Okay. Well, I do have one for sure. Let me drop this in here. I apologize to our listeners why we seem to be rushing tonight, because the Connie's got things to do, and we're trying to get through this as quickly as possible, so we're not taking.
I got to go too.
Tom's got to go.
Airport and ride my bike back.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Now the story I've got here. It's the second link. I apologize that they kind of look together. Trump has apparently decided to have a weekly Bible study for the cabinet members. But he doesn't attend it himself. But he does not attend any of these himself.
I got to stop because he doesn't understand the Bible at all.
It says, according to the Christian Broadcasting Network, once a week, dozens of members of the inner circle gather for to look at Scripture. VP Pence, who's a sponsor of the faith sessions, is said to join in the group session with this, time permits for him to do so. Apparently, but Trump doesn't attend to any of them apparently at all. So at least that's what I've been hearing. Anyway, I haven't had a chance to completely read through this, but I think that's ironic, though. And I'm getting an echo from somebody.
I already know everything I need to know.
Matt, you said you've got a story?
I have one, yeah.
Okay.
I put it in the side chat here.
Okay. What is this one? Is this religion?
Yeah, it's a religious story, actually.
Okay, let's take a quick look here, then.
Well, the caption is, if we can't criticize Islam, we can't reform it. That's the caption here.
This seems to be more of an op-ed piece. Yeah, this isn't news. It's more of an opinion piece.
That's a really good one, though.
It is a good one, but it's not a news story. It's someone's opinion.
That'd be really helpful with okay, let's talk, though.
Yeah, that'd be good for an okay, let's talk. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Talking points. Yeah, that's really good. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, hold on to this for a future okay, let's talk. Not sure if we'll get around to using it, but
yeah.
But exactly. It's something to talk about maybe later on.
Okay.
Let's see.
I actually had another tech story we could have covered, but. This one is, It's kind of lame, I think. I clicked on it, I read through, it was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. So they were just talking. Just for anybody who's kind of wondering what I'm talking about, it says how NASA could Armageddon an asteroid, you know, like in the movie Armageddon, to blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a new story. It just came out yesterday. So. Which would be really bad. Actually, be a really bad idea, because then we would get shot with a lot of pelts of things.
By the way, I put my religious story in the chat yet.
Okay, yeah, there he is.
Oh, good.
Ranger,
good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Apparently, congregation asks to pray for priest who procured a girl of 13.
How does one procure a girl age 13? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. Well, according to this report, a priest from Tete Rizal was arrested on Friday night for allegedly, quote-unquote, booking a 13-year-old girl with the help of a 16-year-old.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! The pimp was 3 years older!
And this is not The Onion, right?
Jesus no. Christ! No, I've got a Not The Onion. I've got a Not The Onion story. Holy shit. Okay, which one do you guys want to do for the top story? We could do Trump, or we could do this one here. Holy shit.
I laughed at that first sentence.
I'm just trying to decide which one is a better segue for Not The Onion.
Because I do have something for Not The Onion.
Okay, because honestly, that's what I'm thinking.
It's just
right
married.
Which one would?
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. That was my fault. The thing started playing in the background here. I'm gonna get rid of this one here because we already talked about that. All right. I have a suggestion for a Not The Onion here. Bride pulls gun out of wedding dress and points it at the groom's head.
Sounds like a kinky wedding night.
Yeah, Tennessee bride Kate Pritchard allegedly pulled out a gun of her wedding dress and put it to her groom's head during a drunken motel argument just hours after the wedding.
Oh, there's alcohol involved. Oh.
Uh-huh. 25-year-old pointed the 9mm handcuff at the new husband's, James Burton's, head and pulled the trigger. However, it was not loaded. Jeez.
That's why we're still discussing this.
On your wedding night, you have to get kinky. That's all I'm saying.
This is not Russian roulette Bridesway style.
A smart, angry bride would have said, "I want to have a sex game with you."
Oh,
pretend it was a strap on. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh my god!
Damage. Oh my god! Don't. Oh my. I'm sorry. Is this New York Post or whatever? I'm seeing a bunch of different.
All right. This is.
If you have a source.
Yeah, I do. I do have a source. Hang on.
Okay. New York Post, New York Daily News, KTLA.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, sweetie. You should have just...
Instead of getting married, you should have just, you should have just walked away.
Instead of saying yes to the dress, you should have said no to the creep, right?
Yeah. Well, why are we assuming that the guy was at fault? He could have been she was the creep.
True.
She was the creep because she pulled out the gun.
I wish I could say I was shocked, but this is Tennessee.
That's true. Which is known for shotgun weddings and things like that. You know, that's why those jokes exist. Wow.
Not Magnum 45 weddings.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
So, all right. Did we decide what we're going to do for our religious story? Are we going to have Trump first? Are we going to have, or are we going to have the story that Atheist Ranger dropped, that first. Which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do Trump or do you want to do the congregation first? Because it matters, because Connie's got to have artwork made up by by Chris.
By something. Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
Tom, what do you think?
Wow. What do I think?
Yes.
I'm trying not to think.
Mm-hmm. I keep trying to think, but nothing happens.
I think we should do the Trump, Donald Trump one, because the story I shared was obviously in another country.
Okay. That worked for me.
So Trump is the first one.
Yeah, Trump will be our first one.
And the foreign country will be the second.
Yep.
Religious story. Okay. And then Not the Onion is our Jilted Bride.
Yeah. Do you want to, you guys want to do the Jilted Bride for the Not the Onion?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay.
Our gun toting bride.
Gun toting bride.
I have so many jokes to write now.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, please.
It's like that song. Everybody run the homecoming. Oh. Queen's got a gun.
Yeah.
I know that song. I know that song.
Everybody run. The homecoming queen's got a gun.
That was by, was it even Weird Al?
No, that was, yeah, that, you're right. That is, you're right. That was not Weird Al. That's somebody else. No.
Judy something.
I can't remember her name, but I used to have the song before my hard drive crashed and I lost all my good music and whatnot. So
Judy something rather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. The show's going to be over before I can Google it, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Also, we have, this is the first week, so we have, let's see, week one, we have the logical fallacy game this week.
Yes.
So I need to dig out a logical fallacy out of my big logical fallacy database, so we will have a logical fallacy game. So be sure to put on your logical fallacy helmets and be sure to study up, because you're going to need to try to figure this out.
Julie Brown.
That's it.
Julie Brown. Yes.
All righty. Well, sorry we did it.
Also... No, go ahead.
I was going to say, sorry, everybody. We had such kind of a short staff meeting tonight. Not a whole lot to, well, there was a lot of other things I wanted to discuss, but we are kind of pressed for time tonight. So I did want to mention real quick here that I've been in contact with Patreon. And we are working. They are working after I've admonished them and shamed them a bit to try to get the money. I have a feeling that they're going to fail because they'll say too much time has passed or whatever. And they've basically took almost 3 weeks to get this sorted out, and they take 3 days or more to get back to anybody, which is kind of sucks. So.
Yeah, that's stealing actually.
Yeah, and I think so, because the fact is they've already got their cut, so they don't care. I don't think they give a shit if they've sent it to the wrong account. Well, then that's just too bad. That's just too bad.
No, that's wrong.
I think so too, because the people who support this show intended that money to go for me, so I could, you know, keep a roof over my head and right. Keep the electricity on here, and I've been needing that money so I could pay on my electric bill. Oh, speaking of which, real quick, my generous donor made another donation, and I was able to pay my rent this month. Otherwise, I would not have been able to pay my rent.
Congratulations! Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and our Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe got its first Patreon donation the other day too. Yeah, so
yeah, I just made a PayPal the other day myself.
What's that?
That I just made a PayPal the other day myself.
You made a PayPal, or you got a PayPal?
No, I made one just a few days ago.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't to us, was it, Atheist Ranger?
Say what?
It wasn't to us, was it?
No, I made one for myself.
Oh, you made one for you made one to yourself?
No, for myself.
Oh, you made a PayPal address for yourself.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha.
Nice.
I was confused. I thought maybe you were like donating to somebody else. Like, you should be donating here.
Hello.
I'm just trying to get a job.
Yeah, me too.
Tom's got a job.
Not yet.
Everybody run. Tom's got a job. Tom's looking for a
that
job.
Rhymes well.
Yeah. I'm spitballing. I'm spitballing.
That's a pretty big spitball. Look out.
Well, okay, they can't.
I need to run.
Okay.
Yes.
I need to return a car at Midway Airport, and I need to ride my bike back.
Well,
just don't hitch a ride back, because you never know where you might end up. You know, like in Tijuana or in pieces.
I'll have my bike with me.
Yeah.
I'm worried about getting hit.
Yeah. Be careful, please.
Have fun going over that hill on Cicero Avenue.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite.
Look out for the potholes.
All righty, everybody. Thanks for coming to the show. And if you want to donate right now, I suggest that you go to paypal.me/PackardPokesAt and don't make a donation there until the PayPal situation, not on PayPal, until the Patreon situation is resolved. But if you're already making donations at Patreon, that's fine for right now. I have updated my account information. Hopefully that they will be able to get the situation squared away. Until then, I'm sitting here waiting for them right now. So it may take another week or two at this point. So who knows how long this is going to figure out.
We also have a Packard's Payday at GoFundMe.
Yes, Packard's Payday at GoFundMe. Exactly. So. That also works. That'll get that money's right out to me as well. So.
Yes.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you on Friday.
Good night.
Good night.